The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I grew up among the low mountains of Northern California. In most of my memories, they are camel-colored, dappled with cows or horses, silent and placid under a clear blue sky. But in the winter, when the state is blessed with rain, the landscape deepens to a lush green, and for a few months, another spirit seems to prevail. I spent a lot of these past 2 years on the road, and most memorable among the many different landscapes I encountered were the distinct mountain ranges: New Mexico, Hawaii, Colorado, Oklahoma, Nevada, Wyoming. All different and all alive with something that feels ageless, ongoing, and deeply knowing. I must admit, I felt a certain confusion in South Dakota at Mount Rushmore. Why carve human faces onto the mountains when each rock formation seems to already have its own unmistakable countenance, its own intelligence and identity, as distinct from the others as, well, human faces? I have a deep gratitude for mountains, the elders of this planet. I even sometimes ponder the lives of stones and rocks and pebbles, which once were mountains. And so I love the perspective that I find in today's poem, Our Valley, by the late Philip Levine. Levine served as the 18th U.S. Poet Laureate, and because he lived part of his life in California's Central Valley, the mountains he contemplates here are familiar to me. But his poem reminds me that the mountains know more about themselves than any of us ever will. Our Valley by Philip Levine. We don't see the ocean, not ever, but in July and August, when the worst heat seems to rise from the hard clay of this valley, you could be walking through a fig orchard when suddenly the wind cools and for a moment you get a whiff of salt. And in that moment, you can almost believe something is waiting beyond the Pacheco Pass, something massive, irrational, and so powerful, even the mountains that rise east of here have no word for it. You probably think I'm nuts, saying the mountains have no word for ocean. But if you live here, you begin to believe they know everything. They maintain that huge silence we think of as divine, a silence that grows in autumn when snow falls slowly between the pines and the wind dies to less than a whisper, and you can barely catch your breath because you're thrilled and terrified. You have to remember this isn't your land. It belongs to no one, like the sea you once lived beside and thought was yours. Remember the small boats that bobbed out as the waves rode in, and the men who carved a living from it only to find themselves carved down to nothing. Now you say, this is home. So go ahead, worship the mountains as they dissolve in dust. Wait on the wind, catch a scent of salt. Call it our life. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and Veronica Rodriguez. Production assistance by Chrissy Pease and Brenna Everson.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.